This is Gospel Music Today. Now, here are the hosts of Gospel Music Today, Ken and Gene Grady.
We are very glad you could join us on Gospel Music Today. We have Southern Gospel News coming up, some concert updates, and Gene has a feature group.
Our feature group this week is the Bledsoes.
From the On the Road studio at the National Quartet Convention, I'll be speaking to Joseph Habedank on today's program, and you've been listening to some new music.
I have a new CD by Sacred Harmony.
And you've been reading?
I've been out reading the Christian Voice magazine.
We had the Gospel Music Today cameras in Bladenboro, North Carolina. We heard a brand new group, McRae Dove and the Dove Brothers. Exclusive video on today's program.
And what about the archives?
From Texas a few years ago, we heard the Blackwood Quartet. Exclusive video on today's show.
Let's go.
You are watching Gospel Music Today. The news is next.
Ernie Hassan's Signature Sound will be bringing back their Friday Night Sing series on YouTube. The original 16-episode series was launched in 2020. Joyce Martin Sanders of the Martins has released her first book titled May and Me, My Journey from Birth Mother to Mom. The National Quartet Convention has announced that Turning Point Ministries, the broadcast ministry of Dr. David Jeremiah, is the new title sponsor for the 2024 NQC and all NQC-produced events. That's a look at some of the happenings in the world of Southern Gospel. You can keep up with the latest Southern Gospel news by reading Christian Voice Magazine. Take a look at their website at christianvoicemagazine.com, and you can find more Southern Gospel news at our website, GospelMusicToday.com.
We have been on the road.
Yes, we have, to a place we had never been before, to Bladenboro, North Carolina, for McRae Dove and the Dove Brothers, and I believe we have a clip.
We do, and just before they sang, we asked McRae Dove how this new group got together.
Back in December, probably around the second week, right before Christmas break for school, they had just played basketball. In fact, Andrew and Matthew are starting basketball player to play guard, and Dave's assistant coach. Anyway, we won. So Mama said, let's go eat. And so we went, and as we were waiting for the food, my baby boy just looked at me, and he said, Daddy, he said, how about let's me and you and David and Andrew learn some songs, we'll sing them some in church. And that's how it began.
Before the rain started coming down on Brother Noah, build him an ark so that his wife and children would not drown. Oh, Brother Noah, obey Lord's command. Oh, Brother Noah, live to stay in dry land. Oh, Brother Noah, a man of God, build him an ark. Oh, yes.
Now Noah went to all the people living in the town. He told them of a coming flood and that they truly drowned. The people laughed at Brother Noah and went their merry way. And then the rain started falling.
What an awful day.
Oh, Brother Noah, build him an ark before the rain started coming down. Oh, Brother Noah, build him an ark so that his wife and children would not drown. Oh, Brother Noah, obey the Lord's command. Oh, Brother Noah, live to stay in dry land. Oh, Brother Noah, a man of God, build him an ark. Oh, yes.
Now as the water started falling down from the sky, the people were all shocked, they could not believe their eyes. Now as the water started filling up that canyon floor, the people cried, help us, Noah!
God had shut the door.
Oh, Brother Noah, build him an ark before the rain started coming down. Oh, Brother Noah, build him an ark so that his wife and children would not drown. Oh, Brother Noah, obey the Lord's command. Oh, Brother Noah, live to stay in dry land. Oh, Brother Noah, a man of God, build him an ark. Oh, yes.
Oh, Brother Noah,
build him an ark before the rain started coming down.
Oh, Brother Noah,
build him an ark so that his wife and children would not drown. Oh, Brother Noah, obey the Lord's command. Oh, Brother Noah, live to stay in dry land. Oh, Brother Noah, a man of God, build him an ark. Oh, yes.
Oh, Brother Noah,
a man of God, build him an ark. Oh, yes.
started falling down from the sky.
Oh, yeah.
The people were all shocked, they could not believe their eyes. Now as the water started filling up that canyon floor, the people cried, help us, Noah!
Water shut the door.
Oh, Brother Noah, build him an ark before the rain started coming down. Oh, Brother Noah, build him an ark so that his wife and children would not drown. Oh, Brother Noah, obey the Lord's command. Oh, Brother Noah, live to stay in dry land. Oh, Brother Noah, a man of God, build him an ark. Oh, yes.
Oh, Brother Noah, build him an ark before the rain started coming down. Oh, Brother Noah, build him an ark so that his wife and children would not drown. Oh, Brother Noah, obey the Lord's command. Oh, Brother Noah, live to stay in dry land. Oh, Brother Noah, a man of God, build him an ark. Oh, yes. Oh, Brother Noah, a man of God, build him an ark.
That's David Dove, Andrew Dove, Matthew Dove, and their dad, McCray Dove. McCray Dove and the Dove brothers, they did a great job that night.
Yes, they did. Who has a birthday this week?
Happy birthday to Roy Lewis. Roy sings in the Little Roy and Lizzie Show with Lizzie Long. His birthday is February 24.
And we wish a happy birthday to all our Southern Gospel friends.
We have much more coming up on this week's edition of Gospel Music Today. Right now, Jean has been listening to some new music.
We are at the National Quartet Convention in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, and I'm here with our friends from Tennessee, Sacred Harmony. Welcome to Gospel Music Today.
Thank you.
Well, we come tonight to talk about a new CD. I want to talk about that, and not only the title, I want to hear a little bit about the CD, about the songs on the CD.
All right.
So the title is Worship My Way Home.
Yes.
Why is that the title?
Well, there's a couple of reasons. One, it is the title cut of a song. There's a song on there called Worship My Way Home. But two, we also felt that that captured the essence of everything on there, because there is a praise and worship element to the songs that we chose, with a hymn infusion. And so we just felt like that it was worshipful in the way that the songs were structured, the instrumentation, the lyrics, and just the whole vibe. And so we thought that song just really captured the essence of what
yes.
it was about.
So, Teresa, what's your favorite?
It's Worship My Way Home.
Okay.
When we first heard that, every album that we do, we always make sure that we're all three in agreement. Yeah. When we heard this, it was like, this is it. Because it doesn't matter if it's your good times, bad times, you're praising your Lord and Savior, and you're just worshiping until we go home.
Yes.
And it really resonates with me.
Yeah.
And that's my favorite by far.
That's a ballad, and it really was all three of our favorite.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there is something that follows that up that is more joyful and upbeat and so forth. It is well a
mm-hmm.
new message with that old message that is more progressive.
Now that's a kicking song.
It's wonderful. It's
y'all have to do
sure.
a lot of kicking songs.
you'll find a few on this one.
Okay,
yeah, you will.
Well, to all the members of Sacred Harmony, thank you for sharing this news with us tonight and the CD. We love you guys.
Thank you. We love you guys.
Appreciate you so much.
Okay.
You're watching Gospel Music Today. Southern Gospel news, guests, and exclusive concert video. The best music in the world. Join Ken and Jean Grady every week right here on Gospel Music Today.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. Billy Walker sings at Christian Heritage Church in Winter Haven, Florida on March 10. If you're looking for a concert near you, check the search engine at gospelgigs.com, and you can always use the links at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
The ministry of the Bledsoes began when the youngest Bledsoe brother, Jonathan, started singing at 2 years old. His brother, Rodney, began singing harmony with John when Rodney was 6 years old. And around 1992, when the boys reached their teens, God began to deal with the Bledsoes in a way he never had before. He placed a calling and a burden on their lives, and in 1995, the group recorded their first project, A New Beginning, which best describes how they felt. Since then, the Bledsoes have completed more projects and have seen lives changed by their ministry. The current trio consists of Rodney Bledsoe, Charity Bobbitt, and Jeremy Bryan. You can find out more about this week's feature group at thebledsoes.com. Coming up next on Gospel Music Today, Ken visits with Joseph Habedank. Welcome back to Gospel Music Today.
We had the Gospel Music Today cameras in the On the Road studio at the National Quartet Convention. We spoke to an old friend, Joseph Habedank. That's up next on Gospel Music Today. We're in the On the Road studio at the National Quartet Convention with me, an old friend, Joseph Habedank. Joseph, welcome to Gospel Music Today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I have fond memories of being on your show for probably close to 20 years now. This is my 20th year doing this crazy thing that is gospel music. So thank you always for having me on and for being that. You are a welcomed sight at NQC because you have the quietest room in the hall. It's pretty awesome.
We do now.
Yeah.
And we appreciate it too. The Dove Award winning CD from Joseph Habedank. Which one was that?
Change Is Coming. I actually won back in 2021, so a couple years ago, and that was my latest album. And the cool thing about that album was that my wife Lindsay actually got to help produce that album with me and Wayne Hahn, and so it was really cool to be able to accept that with her. She's done so much for our ministry behind the scenes. And so for her to be able to kind of come out on the stage that night, and she's been doing a little singing. We released an album together, actually called Together. Mm-hmm. And so that's pretty neat that we got to do that. And she's such an integral part of our ministry and what we do. She's really built the whole thing from the ground up, from behind the scenes. So I'm very grateful for Lindsay.
We have a couple of things, I guess, tied in together. You've been celebrating a decade.
Yeah.
And today we heard you sing The Basement at the Daywind event. The decade means what?
Well, it's actually twofold because 10 years ago in September, I celebrated 10 years of solo ministry. And in 10 years in May, I celebrated 10 years of sobriety from drug addiction. And so obviously both are important, but you can't have one without the other. Mm-hmm. Had I not gotten my life straightened out and given my life over to the Lord and gotten free from that, I would never had a ministry. And it's interesting because I always thought that God could kind of build a ministry on my voice or my songwriting. And what he did was he took my brokenness and said, I can use that. And I think that's only God could do that. Mm-hmm. And it's been an amazing journey. It's hard to believe it's been 10 years because I've actually been solo longer than I was with the Perrys now.
Really?
It's crazy.
That's right. That's
unbelievable.
Right. That's right. We've seen you in a solo concert, and it's worth seeing.
Oh, thank you very much.
We enjoyed it very much.
Thank you.
You do some of your writing is in collaboration with other writers.
Most.
What's that process like?
So it usually starts with an idea. Usually when I'm driving down the road, I do a lot of driving because we don't have a bus. That will actually be changing here in the next few weeks. But for the most part, I'll be driving down the road. I'll hear something on the radio, or I'll hear a message, or it could even be in conversation with somebody like you where I get an idea, and then I'll go straight to the notes section on my phone and I'll write down that idea. And then I'll take it to my songwriter friends and say, I want to write a song about the basement, and they'll say, what in the world are you talking about? And then I'll have to explain kind of my thought process behind that, and then we'll sit down and collaborate together. And usually starts with the first verse, sometimes it starts with a chorus, but we sit in a little room, even smaller than the room we're in right now, and we'll write for probably anywhere from 3 to 5 to 6 hours one song. And I usually write close to 50 songs per album. I used to write close to 100 songs per album, but maybe, hopefully I'm getting a little better at it now. And so now I write a little bit less, but I try to be more intentional about what I want to say and how I want to say it. And I'm all about redeeming the time and making the most of the time God gives you. So it's a pretty fun process, though, I have to say. A lot of work. Mm-hmm. A lot of work.
As I said, we've seen you in a solo concert, and we, at the end of the concert, we don't feel that we've been preached to, but we know what the message is. And can you summarize the message that you're trying to get across?
Yeah, you know, I told somebody the other day, we're really, and selling's probably not the right word, but I said, we're selling hope. I mean, we're giving hope. That's the biggest thing when I want people, or what I want people to take away from the concert setting. I really don't want it to be about me or my singing or even my songwriting. What I want it to be is that, you know, I left there with hope. Hope for my addicted son. Hope for my alcoholic daughter. Mm-hmm. Hope that I can overcome whatever it is I'm facing in my life, because I just saw a guy that not only overcame it, but that God is somehow using his story, his brokenness, his mess. And if he can do it for me, I'm not special. He can do it for you and your kids and your grandkids. He can do it for anybody. That's just how amazing God really is. And something I try to base my programs around, if you will, is Jesus. I just want it to be about Jesus. One of the first things I do every night after I sing Religion Isn't Working Anymore, I sing Jesus, Jesus, Jesus with the crowd, because I want him to be the focus of the evening. And I want to put the emphasis on that name of Jesus and how precious and priceless. Because I remember somebody asked me, said, how do you go into a Pentecostal church one night and then a Baptist church the next night and then a Lutheran church the next night? And I said, if you make it about Jesus and nothing else, they'll all come together, because he is the great unifier. Mm-hmm. He is everything that we need and all we'll ever need. And that's something that I have focused on a lot this year, especially, is making it about him. I've always wanted it to be about him somewhere deep down, but there's been times it's been about me and or maybe been about my ego. But at the end of the day, that's not going to help people. Mm-hmm. What helps people is the name of Jesus, the person of Jesus, and who he is.
Yeah, that is a great message. We were talking about solo artists, Gene and I, the other day. We have another friend who's just starting a solo ministry, and it's such a unique talent. I mean, Tony Bennett was a solo artist, but he had an orchestra with him, and
correct.
He had, you know, Joseph Habedank is Joseph Habedank on that stage, and it's just wonderful. You do a great job with
Thank
it.
You. Well, I think I look at it a little bit like a comedian. I take it as a challenge, but obviously when Jesus is with you and he helps you, that's a big part of it. But I look at a comedian, and if a comedian can walk out with a microphone and hold a crowd in the palm of his hand for 2 hours, why can't I do that talking about Jesus? And what I try to do is tell stories, because if you tell people a story, they'll perk up, because that's why we watch films, that's why we read books. We love stories. And so I try to tell my life story, and obviously the story of Jesus, through my music and also through my words. Sometimes it's more comfortable for me to even talk. It's more comfortable for me to speak on stage than it is to sing. Singing is a harder job for me. It takes a lot more work. But when I'm able to speak and tell a story about how a song came to be, it somehow becomes a little more relevant and a little more relatable to the people, I think, in that. So I think it is certainly a challenge. There have been nights when I felt like, oh my goodness, these people are not responding. The spirit is very dead in here. What am I going to do? And then I turn it and try to make it about Jesus. And I make it about the story that God's given me about my addiction and overcoming that. And all of a sudden, you feel something shift, because now they realize I'm broken, just like they have been broken. And it's an instant relatability. And I think that is the greatest gift outside of salvation, and probably my wife, that God has given me, is the story to be able to tell people and encourage people.
That is a great message. And Joseph Habedank, it's always great to see you. We want to thank you for being with us on Gospel Music Today.
Thank you very much.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. The Pathfinders will be at Southside Baptist Church in Moreland, Georgia on March 24 at 6 p.m. You can find all the details at the Gospel Music Today website.
You're watching Gospel Music Today. Southern Gospel news, guests, and exclusive concert video. The best music in the world. Join Ken and Gene Grady every week right here on Gospel Music Today.
In this month's Christian Voice magazine, the cover story is about the heritage of Black gospel music, and it's called The Origins, History, and Evolution of an Art Form That Broke Boundaries and Ignited Faith, Hope, and Love Around the World. There's also another article this month about our friend and promoter, Paul Belcher. You can find a link to Christian Voice magazine at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. Carolina the Band will be at Lowesville Gospel Concerts in Stanley, North Carolina on March 23 at 5 p.m. You can find all the details at the Gospel Music Today website.
We have a new music video this week.
We do, from an old friend, Jim Sheldon, the Positive Cowboy. The song is Gloves. Jim Sheldon is up next on Gospel Music Today.
Coming up next on Gospel Music Today, we'll go to the archives and hear the fabulous Blackwood Quartet. It is now time for the archives.
This is from several years ago. The Blackwood Quartet was in Gilmer, Texas, and we had the Gospel Music Today cameras there. That exclusive video is up next on Gospel Music Today.
Here's some of Elvis's favorite gospel songs. Sinful world, hardly
Sue Palmer. Stacy Britton.
Oh, yes, indeed.
And we are facing a game.
From several years ago in Gilmer, Texas, Mark Blackwood and the fabulous Blackwood Quartet. They did a great job that night. We are out of time for this week's edition of Gospel Music Today.
And we're so glad that you could be with us today. There are a lot of concerts going on. Check your favorite artists and get out to one of their concerts. And we'll see you next week on Gospel Music Today.
Noah, a man of God, built him an ark. Oh.